One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is a story about the first time I tried to buy two right-hand gloves at the same time. Buying gloves in this one-handed life has been pretty quirky. Most of the time I just buy a pair of gloves and then I'm stuck with a left-handed glove. And then, as I like to say in a lot of my professional talks and a little bit of my stand-up comedy, I got more left-handed gloves than I know what to do with. Or I like to say that I just have a closet full of left-handed gloves. Nonetheless, buying gloves is quirky. Wearing gloves is pleasant. Trying to buy gloves, quirky. And I've had many experiences dealing with gloves and having gloves and losing gloves and having friends who lost gloves. And fortunately, they lost the left-handed glove, which means I get a glove. And some of the times, I just have people make gloves for me. That's probably the smartest thing to do. And then some gloves are kind of unidirectional, which means you can wear them both left-handed or right-handed, but those usually aren't very quality gloves. Now, when it comes to high-quality gloves, you need to drop a little extra scratch, because some of those gloves can cost a pretty penny, a mighty dollar. The deep coinage. Some gloves cost a lot of money, and I've had to pay out for some of them. And throughout my personal history, I have tried many ways of acquiring gloves at a fair price. In my opinion, in my one-handed thinking, a fair price is to get two right-hand gloves at standard retail full price or whatever price they're selling it, or if I can, to get one glove at 50% off. And I've tried. I've gone into many a department store, many a sporting goods store, many a snowboarding store, and asked if they would sell me one right-hand glove at 50% off and maybe send the left one back, or let me buy two right-hand gloves and put the two lefts together and maybe send those back to the manufacturer. And generally speaking, people are pretty open. It really all depends on the store. It really all depends on the people. And at times that has worked. However, when it came to buying high-end gloves, that has never worked. And I've thought about a lot of things. I've tried many avenues for acquiring gloves, getting gloves. I spent a lot of time in secondhand stores. Now, there's a joke there somewhere. I'm working on that one. But wherever I can find a good glove, I'll buy it. And like I said, I've bought many gloves in pairs and am just stuck with the left-handed glove. Now, I'm always on the lookout for someone that's my size, my hand size, that's missing their right hand. They don't have their right hand. They have their left hand. They buy a pair of gloves. They can give me the right side. I buy a pair of gloves. I can give them the left side. We need to work out a deal. And I do believe there's a number of websites out there that help people exchange gloves and talk about how to get gloves and where they're selling one glove at a time, things of this nature. And in a very soon upcoming podcast, I will talk about just a short experience that I had where somebody actually gave me a glove because I didn't have the hand that they had. Did I even say that right? I'm pretty sure I did. And I must say, my personal glove buying experience has covered a lot of ground. And this goes way, way back to when I was a child. I remember trying to buy my first pair of gloves with my own money and the experience that I had. I was actually with my very good childhood friend whose name is Brian, and that's Brian with a Y. And Brian and I, we were super tight. We hung out. We had a great time together. We pretty much grew up in our somewhat formidable years, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And let me share this with all of you. Brian is the one who gave me my nickname of Dro, D-R-O, when he was in the 8th grade or I was in the 8th grade. I think we were one grade off. I can't remember. And it doesn't really matter. It's just that I have known Brian for a very long time. We still have a little bit of social media communication, and I'm hoping he'll enjoy this podcast. But I was with him when I went to go buy these gloves, and I'm not quite sure why I wanted to buy these gloves. They were orange work gloves. They were a little bit like canvas, a little bit coarse, just some old school gardening work gloves. But I wanted a pair of them. And I remember thinking that I should try to put two right-hand gloves together. And for whatever reason, I went with Brian. We were just hanging out that day. We're just being friends. We're just doing things together. And I thought, oh, let's go over to the hardware store. I don't know if we rode to the hardware store or if we walked to the hardware store. All I remember is that we were at the hardware store and he went to go look for something. And then me, I actually went right to my pair of gloves and I started looking for two pairs of the exact same gloves, and I worked this deal. I mean, I must have been in the 7th or 8th grade. I was young when I had this notion that I should put two right-hand gloves together and see if I can buy them, that it's going to be such a benefit for me. And I just remember getting to the glove bin and looking around, looking left, looking right, and then nobody's watching. I grab two of the same pair of gloves, I take them apart, and then I put them back together with the two lefts together and the two rights together. I put the lefts back into the bin, and now I have two right-hand gloves, and in my thinking, I am smitten as a kitten. I think I am so beyond cool, I can't even contain myself. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to get two pair of gloves for the one cost. You know, that's me making a fair deal for myself. That's kind of what I want. I want that kind of deal most of the time. And at the age of 11, I'm trying to work that deal. I'm in the 7th grade. I'm with my good friend. We're at the hardware store. Now I find him, and we are starting to walk towards the cashier. Now, I got to say, Brian was a really good and dear friend to me. He was very open, very honest, treated me very equally, always supported me in all my endeavors, was a really cool cat, I got to say. And he was a musician. He loved playing the guitar. And it's one of the great attributes I always remember about Brian. He just loved making music. He loved playing the guitar. I still see images of him with the guitar that he's posting online, social media stuff. And he loved music. He was one of my first early friends that loved music deeply. Loved the Rolling Stones. Man, did this guy love the Stones. And he would play the guitar. And I would watch him play the guitar. And I kind of remember being bummed that I couldn't really play the guitar. But he was trying to inspire me. And he had a bass. And he's like, oh no, you can play the bass. And he was trying to rock the bass with his elbow. And just going out of his way to make me feel good. Now, that's a good friend. And I really appreciate that about him. So now, I'm just telling you that because you need to know that because of what is about to happen. Now, we are on our way to the cashier. And I am still cool as cool can be in my own thinking. I think, oh, this is going to work really well. All I got to do is get past the checkout. Get past the checkout person. Shouldn't be any problem. Typically, they're not looking at things too deeply. We're young. They're probably not going to make that big of a deal about it. And I'm trying to play super incognito. I have my left arm in my pocket, so it looks like I have two hands. I got my money out in my right hand. I'm ready to make a quick transaction and float right out of there. Now, I'm in front. Brian's behind me. I put the gloves down on the little conveyor belt. The lady picks them up. She doesn't even really look at them, right? And this is what I want her to do. I do not want her to look at them. She rings them up, and she starts to put them down, on the other side, and I can tell she's getting ready to turn to me and ask me for whatever amount of money it costs. Now, this is my own scratch that I earned, and I'm really excited to make this transaction. And then out of nowhere, Brian, in a very loud, kind of almost slightly scared voice, like, "Oh my God, there's two right-hand gloves there." And in that moment, my heart stopped, and I was just utterly stunned at what he said out loud. And then as I start to turn to him, like, did you just say that out loud and shank my whole transaction here? Did you debacle me? Did you undercut me? Did you do me, well, did you do me two-handed wrongness? And it's so funny because as soon as he said it, he just had this most embarrassed, "I can't believe I just said that out loud," kind of look on his face. And I kind of looked at him, and he just knew that he blew my transaction. And it was really interesting because I could see in him so much of two-handed thinking in there. Because, yeah, of course, for a two-handed person, who would want two right-handed gloves? But for a person with one hand who has a right hand, two right-handed gloves is the way to go. And I thought this was going to work out so well. And it's so funny because in that, just those couple of seconds when I look over at Brian and he just looks so embarrassed and slightly befuddled and stunned that he would even do that. The whole time the cashier is like, "Oh, that's okay. I'll take care of it. I'll take them back. No problem. We'll just get you another pair." And she took off. And well, that was my cue and Brian's cue, because he's following me, to leave the store, because the last thing I want to do is buy a pair of gloves. The last thing I want to do is buy a pair of gloves that, well, I don't really need. My goal is to get two right-hand gloves. I don't need another left-handed glove. So we went out of the store, and as soon as we got out of the store and we were walking home, Brian is like, "Oh, I can't believe I did that." He was so embarrassed. He felt so bad. And he's like, I totally forgot you didn't have two hands. And in my thinking, I just kind of realized he's in a two-handed world. We're all in a two-handed world, so to speak. And he's got two-handed thinking. It's kind of like when people see me doing something, see me struggling a little bit as I'm trying to lift something up, and they walk over and they say, "Hey, can I give you a hand?" And I think, well, is that some kind of joke? You know, but that's a very two-handed phrase. And, well, most people have two hands, so that makes a lot of sense. And we're young. He doesn't have a lot of experience. I ain't got a lot of experience. We're just trying to move through this visceral, mortal coil can of soup we call life and try to get by. But I'm just working my one-handed magic. And I learned a lot of things in that moment. And one thing I learned is that if I'm going to try to do a one-handed transaction like that, I should probably be alone. And I also learned kind of the deeper quality of two-handed thinking and how people, well, it is the reference point that we exist in. And I can't really hold Brian wrong for that. I didn't give him no fair warning. I guess I also learned that if I'm going to take one of my two-handed friends into a store and I'm going to think about doing something like that, which I really don't do anymore, then I need to let them know that this is going to happen so they don't do what Brian did. But I also realized in that moment how easily people can forget that I don't have two hands. And I'm not quite sure what that is. I've podcasted about that in the past, but it does happen often. And some really strange things have occurred because of what people have said, because they forgot that I didn't have two hands. And it's brought some people to tears after the fact. And, you know, most of the time there's a lot of laughter, but sometimes people are really hurt by what they say because they think I have two hands. And I'll podcast about that in the near future. But for now, I just wanted to share this very simple, very pleasant story. And it was just really hilarious. We laughed so hard about that when we were walking home. We had just such a good time. I don't even know if my good friend Brian remembers that interaction. I was actually talking to some guy at work, my good friend Sean at work. He had mentioned how we all remember things differently, or some things are more important to some people than others. And I'm sure this experience for me, well, was actually quite profound. I've never forgotten it, and I talk about it a lot because it's actually not only interesting, but rather funny. And it was a pivotal point of contemplation in my early life as a one-handed individual. I mean, I learned a lot about people and thinking and one-handedness and two-handedness and transactions and money and just all kinds of things. But it is interesting how we remember some things and not other things with people that we shared them with. And it's the human condition. We all have our own individual perspective. We all have our own relative thinking. In a real way, we have our own relative memory of things. And then sometimes I think that when we go back and remember things, we remember things differently. It changes a lot. It's not a very constant thing. It's an interesting thing nonetheless. But not as interesting as living this one-handed life. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.